Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Lies gone down low. Yeah, lies gone down low. Yeah. sweet the sound, the beautiful green grass growing from the ground, the sun that shines on children at play, the rivers, lakes, and streams carry life. They carry life. They carry life. Along their way, what have we done? What have we done? Contain the only grass we'll see. And oh, I guess the sun is gonna shine down every now and then, and life will turn to death. Said life will turn to death. And rivers in.
What have we got? What have we done?
What have we done?
What have we done? What have we done? What have we done?
Tell me, what have we done? Tell me, what have we done? Pollution that we can't stop. We're ruining all the crops. That's what we've done.
We'll be right back. we, it's how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Good evening, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You are listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Dina. We opened up the show with Legiadu Sisters' Life's Gone Down Low. It's off their third studio album from 1976, Danger, which was released on Decca and Aphrodisia at the time. Numero Records recently put out a reissue of several of their albums, including this one. The Legiadu sisters are identical twins from Nigeria who performed from the mid-1960s to 1980s. They achieved success in Nigeria and had more modest success in the United States and Europe. They're considered an influential duo who mixed Afrobeat sounds with jazz and disco. Up after that, we heard Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with their take on For What It's Worth. Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 released this in 1970 on A&M Records. Singer Karen Phillip does all the vocals for the song by overdubbing. This was released 4 years after the original song's release and had its own success. The original, For What It's Worth, Stop, Hey, What's That Sound, is a song written by Stephen Stills, performed by Buffalo Springfield. It was recorded on December 5, 1966, released as a single on Atco Records in December 1966, and peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the spring of 1967. The song is about young people clashing with police during the counterculture era. The counterculture of the 1960s was an anti-establishment cultural phenomenon and political movement that developed in the Western world during the mid-20th century. It began in the early 60s and continued in the early 70s. This essential movement advanced civil rights and made our world better. By protesting and protecting each other and the environment, we are showing up as human. It's not radical. Next up, speaking of showing up as human, a refrain that I think a lot of people have on their minds right now with the devastation and genocide going on in Palestine is, think about the children, although we should be thinking about everybody. Think About the Children is off of Fanny Hill, the third studio album by American rock band Fanny, released February 1972 on Reprise Records. The song was written by June Millington. Fanny was founded by sisters June and Jean Millington on guitar and bass respectively, who had been playing music together since they moved from the Philippines to California in the early 60s. After playing through several variations of the band, they attracted the interest of producer Richard Perry, who signed them to Reprise Records in 1969 as Fanny. The band recorded 4 albums together before June quit the group, leading to the original lineup splitting. Following a final album, Fanny disbanded in 1975. Next up, I went with Mike James Kirkland, What Have We Done, from 1972, a Brian's Records release. He began his recording career as the leader of the group Mike and the Sensations in 1965. After they folded, him and his brother moved to California, where they started the label Brian Records so they could release love songs and soul music that Kirkland was working on. Up after that, we heard Funkadelic, If You Don't Like the Effects, Don't Produce the Cause. This was from Funkadelic's 1972 masterpiece, America Eats Its Young, LP. And I could talk for too long about Funkadelic, so I will leave that to another time. So stay tuned, we're taking this protest to the dance floor. We're going to start with K-Tronada featuring Bad Bad Not Good, Weight Off, and then go from there. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. broadcast from the Gramercy Ritz. It's a special for the warriors.
Is no one of us can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free, free, free. Everybody's free. can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free. Until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free.
I need the girls.
Welcome back, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. This is Dina, and you're listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. We started off that set with Catronata featuring Bad Bad Not Good, Weight Off. It's a favorite of mine off of his debut album, 99%. He's a Haitian-Canadian music producer, rapper, singer, and DJ who rose to prominence after releasing a series of mixtapes, remixes, and original music projects in 2010. By 2013, and under the moniker Catronata, he began gaining wider recognition and the following year signed a deal with XL Recordings, with whom he had released his critically acclaimed debut solo album, this one that you heard, in 2016. And 3 years later, in 2019, he released its follow-up, Bubba, for which he won 2 Grammy Awards, including Best Dance Electronic Album, which he was the first Black gay man to do so, and considering the foundations of the genre, is shocking. Next up, I went with Walker and Royce and Chris Lorenzo's take on Idris Muhammad's Could Heaven Ever Be Like This. I love the original in its 8-minute glory, disco, jazz, funk, soul, fusion. It's so good. Idris Muhammad's 1977 album, Turn This Mother Out, is definitely worth the listen. Heard here is the house remix. After that, another collaboration, Sofia Kertész and Daphne Unidos. Sofia Kertész has announced that she'll release her new EP, Volver, on the 1st of August via Ninja Tune. Along with the announcement, she shared this single, Unidos, which is made in collaboration with Daphne, who's also Caribou, aka Dan Snaith. And speaking of the single, Sofia says, Unido is about the power and beauty of how much stronger we are together. Next up, we heard Bella Cuts, Until Everybody's Free. Bella Cuts is a DJ out of Barcelona, built around a vocal sample taken from an interview with Dr. Maya Angelou. The full quote is, the truth is none of us can be free until everybody's free. Up next, Peaches featuring Feist with I Mean Something. This was the J.D. Samson remix. The original is from Rub from 2014. This is off of Rub Remixed from 2016, put out by Ayushi Music. J.D. Samson is an American producer, songwriter, musician, and DJ best known as a member of the band La Tigra and Men. After that, Debbie Friday to the Dance Floor, which is a hybrid of electronic music genres. The track, recorded in Toronto and Detroit, is co-produced by Debbie Friday, Graham Walsh, and Detroit's High Tech. It was released April 18th, 2024 on Sub Pop Records. After that, Jamie XX with Treat Each Other Right from In Waves 2004, then into the song that closed this set off, New Chance Time Treat Me Right, which is off of Real Time, released July 16th, 2021. New Chance has just released some new music, so check it out. And then with enough time, I'm going to close off today's show with Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, off of her 4th studio album, her concept album addressing social issues. Wherever you are, thank you for listening. Tune back in next Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. for more music.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursday at 1 on
CFRC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
Walk for a Cure. Join thousands of Canadians on Sunday, June 1st for Gutsy Walk in support of Crohn's and Colitis Canada. Register today at gutsywalk.ca.
We'll be right back.
some disabilities are invisible. And it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible.